You're listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. Exciting news we get to share today. Opportunities for students and what it means to support Lutheran higher education. What does this mean for students now and in the future? News coming out of Concordia University, Wisconsin, Concordia University, Ann Arbor, about a new program, new scholarship opportunities. Joining us by phone to talk about that today, Gretchen Jameson, Senior Vice President, Concordia University, Wisconsin. Gretchen, welcome to Faith and Family.
It's a pleasure to be here, Andy. Thank you.
Thanks for being my guest today, sharing with us about this new opportunity and this commitment to Lutheran higher education. Concordia University, Wisconsin, Concordia University, Ann Arbor, both working together to bring about this just fantastic Christian education, Lutheran higher education for students. Tell me a little bit about your role at with the universities.
Sure. So my role with the university is, of course, in the area of university affairs. So that means really everything that has to do with our public affairs, community relations, government affairs, church relations, marketing, all of those pieces, as well as strategic planning for the institution. And so, of course, our focus on ensuring that the highest value higher education possible is made possible to more Lutheran students, not fewer, is a key strategic focus for us at Concordia University and Ann Arbor.
How would you say Concordia University, Wisconsin, Concordia University, Ann Arbor are unique in their approach to higher education and what they have to offer students?
Sure. So the higher education is sort of a Wild West right now, right? We understand that to be true. And we're looking at the explosion and kind of implosion of the model. And we see faith-based institutions of higher education making important choices about their futures, whether their faith orientation will be sort of a lovely piece of their past or a vibrant part of their future. And for us at Concordia University, Wisconsin, in Ann Arbor, and indeed throughout the Concordia University system, we are very much focused on truly being exceptional and excellent at providing a truly faith-based higher education. And what that means is excellent academic rigor, as well as deep and vibrant faith expression in the classroom, and helping our students to achieve and attain that as they study and grow and grapple with difficult things, as they prepare for careers, yes, but also as they're prepared to live a life. And that is really our calling at Concordia.
What does it mean to be a Concordia University, this a Lutheran institution of higher education today?
Mm-hmm. Well, Lutheran education obviously brings a very unique perspective into the classroom and different than some of our evangelical peers. We have a deep theology of vocation and an understanding of how God uniquely works in the lives of his children to equip them for lives of service. And how we help our students understand that and encounter that is really unique, I believe, to the Lutheran experience. Also unique to a Lutheran higher education experience is the centrality of Christ Jesus. We see a lot of wonderful faith-based schools that do really fantastic things where we don't really hear Jesus's name said as much as it could be, right? And that's center to us as Lutherans. And that ties into every part of our campus experience, from the rigor of a classroom and how the professor grapples with the concepts in that classroom from a Christocentric perspective, to, of course, our campus life and our residence life and how that works for students of all ages and stages. But I think it's those pieces, the centrality of Christ Jesus and the unambiguous centrality of Christ Jesus, and our unique Lutheran perspective on vocation that really enable Lutheran higher education to be distinctively different and have a distinctive flavor from other, even faith-based higher education experiences.
So a student comes to Concordia, they may or may not be Lutheran, but the education they receive there certainly shapes their understanding of vocation and shapes their vocations mm-hmm. as well in the
Indeed.
Future.
Indeed. Yeah, very much so. And we do have, you know, and it's no surprise to your listeners, right? We know that we're in a challenged culture in terms of the erosion of the faith community throughout the Christian church in North America. And so we do have a tough road to go in terms of attracting Lutheran students and attracting Christian students. But there's a great opportunity as we look at millennials who increasingly come out of unchurched backgrounds. We have a great opportunity to encounter them with the things of Christ Jesus, to encounter them with the clear message of the gospel at a time that is deeply formative, as they are forming those life perceptions and perspectives perspectives that will impact their family life, their community living, and their lives as citizens of this nation and globally. And so it's a wonderful mission opportunity for us. It's not easy, but it's definitely a mission that's meaningful and valuable and deeply, deeply important to the future of the church.
So tell me about the Luther Promise. What is the Luther Promise?
Sure. So Concordia University, we've been using a phrase for the last couple of years that we have a desire, a bold vision to be the church's school. And indeed, we're not unique in that. That, I think, is a label, a descriptor that could be applied to all of the fine institutions in the Concordia University system. When we use that phrase, though, we're very specific about what that means, that we are a school that is deeply aligned with the church and that has a deep dedication to carrying out kingdom mission as we intersect with young people and older adults in their educational and formational years. And so our goal is to equip the faithful to make an impact for Christ in ways that, you know, they never imagined. So we're at the commemoration of the 500th year of the Lutheran Reformation, and so we have an opportunity with the Luther Promise to mark a significant commitment to invest even more resources in our students. And our goal, as I said at the top, is really to ensure that a lifelong Lutheran higher education is available more than ever before to more students than ever before. And so that was really our goal, is to broaden access to a Lutheran higher education experience among our kind of our first fruits. You know, we get asked, well, does this mean that the Concordias don't like non-Lutherans? Well, no, that's not it at all. But we are the church's school, and we have a deep desire to be attractional, accessible, and a top-of-mind choice for more and more Lutheran students. That's kind of our first swing, and that's where the Luther Promise was born out of that commitment.
And so what does this mean for students, for current students, for future students? Who is eligible for these scholarships?
So we tried to put a very broad kind of broad parameters on the qualifications, and so we have four criteria. Students need to meet only one of those four criteria, and it's very, very simple. They need to be a member of a Lutheran congregation, and that's any denomination Lutheran. They need to be a dependent of a Concordia alumnus, and that is any Concordia in the CUS, so a dependent of any CUS alum qualifies, or the dependent of a rostered Lutheran church worker, or a graduate of a Lutheran high school, again, any denomination Lutheran high school. So there are ways to qualify where a student may not be a Lutheran, right? They may be the son or daughter of a CUS alumnus and not be a Lutheran. They may be a graduate of a Lutheran high school. But by and large, the parameters for qualification were really set to make sure that we had broad accessibility among Lutheran students.
And so what then do these scholarships mean for these students? What opportunities then can come about because of these scholarships?
Sure. So we look at kind of a wave of scholarship amount, and these are institutionally funded scholarships, which might not mean a whole lot, but what it means a great deal to us. What it means is Concordia is figuring out how to make the resource allocation and a strategic budget decision to make this possible, and these are stackable grants, basically. So a student can come in with multiple scholarships and stack that up. So this could be a decision-changing opportunity for a student to consider a Concordia education, which we've never promised and never can promise will be the most affordable thing, right? We're private, faith-based higher education, but we can do our very best to make it accessible as possible. So on the low end, a student with a 2.7 cumulative high school GPA and a 19 on the ACT qualifies for, if they meet the qualifying criteria, one of those criteria, $16,000 per year for their undergraduate experience. All the way up to a student with a 3.5 cumulative GPA and a 30 ACT qualifies for $20,000 per year through their undergraduate four-year experience. So there's a great opportunity for students, whether they're pursuing church career, and certainly this would be extremely beneficial to a student pursuing church career, but really any of the vocations. We have six academic schools at Concordia. They can come into their undergrad experience, attain a Lutheran higher education undergrad experience at a much more affordable rate, and leave with a much more manageable debt load, if debt at all, is part of their package. It just makes their life and their starting out that much better, right? That they've got less debt and a great degree.
And that I think is one of the challenges that this present generation faces, the questions they face. Is it worth the investment? Is a college education worth the investment today? I think is a question many are asking, especially prospective students as they're looking at a 4-year degree. Is it worth the investment? And sometimes they think, okay, that's a private institution. That's beyond my reach. That's well beyond what I can afford. Mm-hmm. And so this scholarship, these scholarship opportunities can really make a difference for that.
Yeah, our goal is to bring it more in line so that that's less and less of the dialogue. I mean, for a long time here, I just speak to the state of Wisconsin. Obviously, it's different at the Michigan campus, but here in the state of Wisconsin, for many years, we were in just a few thousand dollars of the tuition of the University of Wisconsin system once you got through all of your aid and granting and packages and that sort of thing. Now, there's interesting things happening there, right? So with the University of Wisconsin system, they've frozen tuition for the last several years, which changes the game, right? So we're pressed more and more as a faith-based institution, as a private institution, to figure out ways to keep that package affordable so that as a family is sitting around the kitchen table, they're not looking at tens of thousands of dollars difference. They're looking at it's something that's manageable. It's a few thousand dollars a year difference. And really, it's interesting. I had one of our financial aid counselors say to me, really what you want to be telling students is that they should try not to come out of college with more debt than what their kind of first year average median salary would be for that career choice. Well, that really kind of changes how we think about this, right? So how can we help students come? They're going to come out of college, most of them, with some debt load, but what is reasonable debt load that they can afford to pay back, that makes sense, that fits their career plan? It is an investment. And we know from the data that we're still seeing median incomes of students who have a college degree being, on the whole, higher over time, over the lifetime of a career, than those who come out without one. But I think it's about more than just a financial investment, right? Is a Lutheran higher education worth it? You know, obviously I'm biased, right? Absolutely. It's changing how you see the world, how you understand your place as God's son or daughter in that world, how you relate with your peers, how you love your neighbor, how you understand who your neighbor is, how you live a life of service in a community in a way that makes an impact, not just for your own gain and your own career, but for your kingdom, for your Savior, for your church. These are priceless gifts that come out of a Lutheran higher education experience, where those kinds of dialogues are foundational to everything we do in the classroom and outside of it.
Gretchen, how has your Lutheran education shaped you and prepared you for the work that you do today?
Absolutely. Well, I'm a proud Lutheran ed from early childhood all the way through my higher education experience at Concordia University, Nebraska. So, and my parents are Lutheran educators as well. So I definitely come by it naturally. But for me, it really has been that worldview, that grounding in a worldview that is Christ-centered, that recognizes God's sovereignty and goodness in my life, in the life of those I intersect with, our Lutheran heritage in terms of how we understand our place in the kingdom and the work that we do and why we do the work we do. For me, that's hardwired everything about how I see the world. So it's been very deeply entwined. And it's also been excellent academics. I've been prepared. There's been nothing that's come at me. It's been hard, but that's come at me that I haven't been able to do because I was grounded in an excellent Lutheran liberal arts undergraduate experience. And so it's career-wise, but also in my own personal spiritual walk, been such a blessing and a gift to me.
What do you hope students experience when they first visit a Concordia campus, you know, Concordia, Wisconsin, Concordia, Ann Arbor, when they first visit and they start thinking about the cost of education and these scholarships, what do you think when they step foot on that campus, what are you hoping that they'll experience?
You know, it's interesting. We hear a lot with how we approach millennials, that millennials are hardwired to really be attuned to messages about aspirational goals and making a difference and making an impact. And I think that is a beautiful piece of the millennial experience. They're going to hear that from a lot of secular schools, a lot of public schools. And they're certainly going to hear it from the Concordias as well. But the distinctive with us is that we believe that there is a special calling that God has placed on each student's life, that that student has unique goals and dreams and desires and aspirations, and God has a unique plan for them. And Concordia's role is to help them boldly go forth in that calling, that our goal is to give them an education for life that is truly life, a higher learning for with a higher purpose. And that is really what I hope and what I am actually certain our students, our young people who come and visit a Concordia as they're doing their college search, that they see that and they feel that. You know, our Concordia is safe. Yes. Do parents want that? Absolutely. Our Concordia is just great social places for your undergrad experience. Absolutely. There's all these really great pieces, but it's that unique distinctive that we understand inspiration in action, right? Education for life, a Christ-centered learning for a life of purpose. That's what we believe is true for each student who comes onto these campuses, and that's the message we want them to hear and to claim.
How can we find out more about the Luther Promise and the opportunities at the Concordias?
Absolutely. So your listeners can visit CUW, Concordia University, Wisconsin, CUW.edu/Luther Promise. If they're Michigan folks or Concordia Ann Arbor folks, they can also find it at CUAA.edu/Luther Promise, and they can learn all about it. They can request more information, contact us, get in touch. But we are delighted to connect with these families. They can also find us, of course, easily on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, and reach out to us in any of those ways. Our admissions counselors are ready to work with families to have these conversations.
Outstanding. Concordia University, Wisconsin, CUW.edu. Concordia University, Ann Arbor, CUAA.edu.
Yes,
and
you got it.
Lastly, what does it take to be able to provide this support to students? I mean, the that's a lot of support, especially financial support that's being offered to students. What does it take to do that? Who's behind this? Who's helping make this happen?
Sure. So at Concordia University, Wisconsin and Ann Arbor, we have enjoyed fantastic financial blessing over the years and very wise and careful fiscal management. And so we are used to working hard to ensure a healthy bottom line and the ability that's given us to invest in new programs and to make strategic choices about how we're going to provide institutional aid has truly been remarkable. So this was a strategic decision by the university in terms of our resource allocation, and we're thankful to God that we were able to look at our budget and make a decision about how to upgrade, if you will, resource allocation into student financial aid. And that means trimming some other pieces. You know, it's an operational choice, and it's a strategic choice. And so that's something that we take very seriously and consider very carefully. But the university has been blessed with financial stewardship of resources, and that's enabled us to make this bold step.
Outstanding. Well, glad to hear that. And again, Concordia University, Wisconsin, CUW.edu, Concordia University, Ann Arbor, CUAA.edu, to find out more about the Luther Promise and how to become a student at one of these Concordias.
We welcome you. Yes.
Well, Gretchen, I have enjoyed our conversation. Thank you for sharing with us today about this, the Luther Promise and exciting opportunities for students. It's been a pleasure talking with you today.
You also, Andy. God bless.
Thank you.